I say it's dangerous using AudioBoo 2 to record these, as I forget that I need to stop it short of 20 minutes to make sure that the thing uploads. Never mind, hopefully. You may well get this recording before you get the one that precedes it. So, in order to recap a little bit, I have left... Come on, Houndy! Come on, you! He's bouncing! I got one very happy bouncy dog here! I'll recap in a second. We're running across the stray in Harrogate. And Vance is bounding! And bounding! And bounding! Vance, I can't run that fast! As fun as it is. We're both going to be tired out before we get there, Vance. God. We need to head for the gate. If you can see the gate, Vance. I think we've still got a way to go there. Oh, I'm going to have to walk, Vance. I'm going to have to walk getting Stitch. You silly dog. Here you are. I'm going to need to run. Alright, anyway, to recap. Vance and I, come on, Andy. Just left our hotel in Harrogate and we are walking across the stray at a diagonal angle in order to get to the Great Yorkshire Show, where I'm meeting my good friend Mr. Mark Bowden, Yorkshire Mark, as opposed to London Mark, to go and spend a day. Weather is not quite as nice as it was in London. Come on, you. Not quite as nice as it was in London yesterday. A little bit overcast, but it's quite bright. And I've kept myself warm so far by, well, running across the stray. Anybody who knows me will know that I'm no natural runner. That was quite fun, though. Oh, dear. I haven't lost anything out of my pockets in doing that. Check that we've got the all-important membership badges to hand. As I was saying in the other video, I'm a life member of the Yorkshire Agricultural Society, which was given to me as a first birthday present. So I could, come on, you! Maintain my link with Yorkshire and continue going for something which has been quite a big part of my life. It's something that I've always gone to every year and which has very strong memories, links to my mum's side of the family. By the gate, Vance. There's a gate, or if we just go straight out onto the road, we'll find out in a second. I think not. Excuse me. Mr. Vance, come on. Being cheeky. So the road is quite close now. I think we shall go back onto harness. Stand, please, Houndy. Fun over. I get obviously a free badge to get in each year. Head in, Houndy. And as obviously I need somebody to go with, because trying to find your way around over Vance, find the pavement and the showground alone, around the food area as well, anything, trying to work out what anything is virtually impossible if you can't see it. Then they very kindly provide an extra badge. So this year, Mark is my carer. Straight on, Vance, forward, Vance, and will ensure that I reach all appropriate places of food and drink provision. Drink largely consisting of black sheep, and food largely consisting of sausages. Straight on, big dog. So we're on the last stretch of this walk now, which is one of the radial roads that go out from the centre of Harrogate, and this one goes, funnily enough, towards the Yorkshire Showground. And I have arranged to meet Mr. Bowden by some crossroads where this road meets the road that he will walk in along from a nearby railway station, Hornbeam Park. Forward Vance, good lad. And actually, from thinking that I'm going to be quite late, I don't think it's going to be too bad. On you go, Houndy, straight on. And we were walking across the stray. It was 22 minutes past when I changed over the recording. I presume it's coming up for 1:30 now, so I think we should be there within 5 minutes. Good boy, big doggy. Today traffic is remarkably light this morning, but then this isn't, I think, one of the designated routes for getting to the show. Their traffic management for Advance is quite impressive, with various one-way systems put in place, bringing traffic in from all different directions off the A1, from Leeds, from the north, from every given direction. My phone has just announced something in my ear. Stand back, please. And I'm just going to check that the recording is still recording. Right there, Houndy. Okay, we're doing okay. It's 29 past, so we will be slightly late, but not as late as I think we could have been. Straight on, big boy. It does help that I have a super fast guide dog to pilot me along these ways. Find the way, Houndy. On you go. Good lad. On you go. So at some point we should come across a junction, a road junction, which is usually police officer controlled on show days. And then we just need to cross over and hopefully meet Mr. Bowden on the other side of the road. Oi, 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 that's a curb, Mr. Hound. You're asleep. Come on. Where's the curb? There's a curb. The curb? Back a bit. That's not the curb. Good boy. Thank you. All right. Good boy. Come on, then. Let's go. On you go, big doggy. Good lad. Okay, traffic sounds like it's slowing down up here, so I don't know if that's for the crossroads. Could well be. Find the curb for me, Vance. Good boy, forward. Come on. Good boy. Stand there. I need to work on trying to generate this level of enthusiasm when I'm walking with Vance and I'm a little more stressed than I am now, because I know that I can be a little bit shorter with him at times when things are a bit stressful, and then naturally he doesn't respond very well. He responds much better when we're enjoying our trip together. Don't be Houndy. Yes? It's all good? could be coming up to the crossroads, possibly. Find the way, big dog. Yep, here we have. Find the right fence. That's it. Find a box then. Don't know if it is working or not. We'll find out in just a second. Forward fence, let's go. Okay, so it doesn't seem to be being controlled today. Fine, right fence. In fact, this will stand there. Okay, good boy. Okay, wait there then. Wait, good boy. Give Mr. Bowden a call. Well, it's 9:35, so I made it here, just a couple of minutes late. Mr. Bowden has just stepped off a train at Hornbeam Park, which is about 5 minutes east of here, I would say. No, west of here, sorry. I'm getting my head round the wrong way. So hopefully he'll be here fairly soon. I'm standing next to one of the vehicle entrances here, where lots of traffic is flowing in. But not as much as one might have expected, you know. I would have thought a bit more queuing would have been happening by now, but maybe it's still early. Saying that, pretty much every vehicle coming in. Pretty much every vehicle coming across the crossing is going into the showground. What if we're waiting there, Vance? Slight flow of people coming as well. Stay there, Vance. Vance is starting to look a little bit expectant, so I don't know if he sensing that we're meeting somebody. I suppose he's used to waiting on street corners for certain people to turn up. Come over here, Vance. Hello. Can you smell dog?
Definitely. How are you, Robert?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well.
Oh, Vance. We're not going to do that.
No. Let's not get squished by the...
Yeah, I was thinking of remarkably little traffic this morning. I was starting to wonder whether it got the wrong day.
It's deceptive, shall we say.
I presume it's busier up towards your parents.
Well, I...
Stan, Vance, pity's sake. Oi, oi, oi! Now behave. Just stand and behave. Show...
I'm so excited.
Right. We'll try again, shall we? Steady. Sorry. Vance, come on. Steady. Steady.
about four times as long to get to my parents this morning.
Oh, right.
Which is normally, that was taking...
Vance! Oi!
I was going sort of, shall we say it, a less direct route.
Yeah.
But if I'd been in traffic, I would still be there, for sure, you know.
Fair enough. Is Archie at your parents' today, then?
Yes, he is, yes. I dropped him off in a very quick call.
Come on, Vance.
This morning, and then caught the train.
Excellent.
But yes,
well, that's worked out rather nicely. I fitted in time for reasonable breakfast, and then walked across. Took about half an hour to walk across.
Yes. Well, I...
Leave it, Vance. He was very happy walking across the Stray, bounding along. Come on, keep in.
Yes, I need a coffee.
Fine.
I've just been on the go.
Perhaps we'll go and find a bacon sandwich stand or something.
But I have made an error. My error is that I haven't brought anywhere near enough cash.
Oh, right, okay. I've got about £30 on me.
Okay. Well,
and they do have a cash machine somewhere, but it's one of these ones that where you have to pay about £20 to...
Take
five. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
steady.
I thought about that, and I thought, well, the nearest free one that I'm aware of is Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
But I don't know quite.
I don't know whether you can get out and get back in again.
Well,
oh, I suppose actually.
So yeah.
Although you'd probably have to get some kind of stamp or something, wouldn't you?
I would have.
Vance, excuse me. Come on, calm down.
Yeah. You don't come out.
Yeah.
And so as a result,
I'm sure we'll work it out.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah. Find a way, come on, Vance.
Well, should we, in the sea of millions of people, manage to locate some friends of, Ching's ex-work colleagues?
Oh, right, okay.
Fires to fight, so...
Oh, right, excellent. Well, I think we should try and find them then, if they're going to buy a pipeline. That'll save on the cash.
Yes. But she's got a job.
Yeah, has she?
Yesterday.
Excellent.
Yesterday.
Good. Just pause one sec, sorry. Let me just...
That's fine, you organise.